Fodder forgive them for they know not what they do. By N Politicians October 16, 2025 blog Life, offended by the alphabet? Philosophy, the human condition, truth be told, writing. He wondered if they knew what he knew. Surely some of them had to know, no? Well, it was the biggest shell game, hoax, and lie perpetrated upon supposed societal humanity, was it not? Yes, it certainly was a highly abused whopping lie for them. Though not for him, for you see, he found the antidote to that lie, but nobody wanted to hear about it. Well, some who had already figured it out wanted to hear about just for affirmative confirmation, but not them, for you see, they had fooled themselves, and in doing so had tyrannically fooled them. Well, shit, then it must be something grandiosely absurd to be them. Indeed it is, but the thing about that is that they do not know that they are them. But who are they, and what are with them? Well, that's it, they do not know, but they think they do, but in objective reality they do not. But how could they not know if they were them? Well, them's the troubles, fooled by they until them becomes overarchingly abundant and no longer susceptible to objective reality, nor basic evidentiary reason. It became a decrepit, supposed humanity-simulated avalanche where all them misconceived toppers, and they that carry them on down to smother historical progress millennia over in short. But three words had them believing. They said them all the time after all, rampantly in fact, millennia avalanched over, so they had no chance other than to believe them. After all, they could not produce a deciphered alternative, as to them, for they never had discovered what was wrong with them. They had been lying to themselves after all, and them's the problem, for they and them have egregiously ridiculous power over him. Him, surely he has to be them, no? No, that's the thing, he is incapable of being them, because for him the antidote courses through such an existential dimensional galactic, and heavenly leg kicking they who feed them such utter nonsense that simulation creationists could not even see past because they themselves had seemingly fallen ill upon such Brandon shenanigans of not realizing that they were indubitably them. A regular mindfuck construction truck. But who the fuck are they and why do so many of them hold so much undeserved power over him? That's the thing. For them it is a self-defeatist program set up for them, so that they are able to keep the ignorance going and prevent overwhelming enlightenment transcend what could be none other than a disgustingly perverted circle jerk that near unlimited moral prostitution and repeated lie has brought over millennia in thoroughly crowned and shit-stained tatters for them in believing what they endlessly three-word lie and passing such off as silky smooth. Adornment for the ages across the ages. For ultimately he had figured it out, and such is why they so vehemently and deterministically follow them, but are incapable of intrinsically knowing him. Ultimately for him it was a long and arduous journey many years in the making before such a discovery could be fully realized, but he had had a superb mentor that made it possible, for she had overcome much adversity down the path in which he did discover the antidote of which she had found and led him to acknowledge. It had become a self-evident truth once he found it, and a keystone no doubt that they and them in defunct makeup would weave a mélange of topographically shallow geographical location pinpoint emanating wicked sorcery against him in a bid to cast doubt upon his self-evident truth, and to reinforce their self-deception of them, believing they could do such to others without them being able to simplistically do to themselves, and as such carry on with their lie of which they so wanted them to hear. So they had meaninglessly foisted it upon them in such hollow repetitive nature that the fallacy somehow became their reality indiscernible from the warped mirrored reflection, gazing anywhere, but themselves in return. Their analysis, as always, was one-dimensional in the avalanche of supposed humanity, of which genital enthrallment, or more specifically interest in other people's genitals coming up spades, over any sort of actual heart necessary for actionable enlightenment and universal change. Yes, he had found the antidote indeed, self-love. Yup, that's it, a basic notion carried through after so long in the making. He has no problem admitting it, none whatsoever, not even a whisper of doubt. It is a powerful thing, self-love. Really, it is the know-all and be-all of love, and in it, true understanding, because it cannot be bestowed onto others without self-emanation, of which three-worded plain emptiness entitles them not to what is a hard-earned privilege of elevated enlightenment. And it makes him wonder, what is all this love, that they and them are ceaselessly and in logorrheic fanaticism going on about? Then he remembers, Hollywood bullshit and one-dimensional thoroughness at the hands of topographically shallow geographical location pinpoint emanating wicked sorcery unwontedly foisted upon him. Have they no true philosophy of what love could actually be outside their love parameters? That would be a very unsophisticated and meaningless simulation, would it not? To be trapped in the confines of their love indistinct that is from love nowhere itself? Who and what is love, and what gives them the notion, let alone programming fallacy, to pin their misconstrued love upon one capable of love? Especially so when they abundantly lie about it and give it classifications that hold but zero weight due to the vacuous, cold nothingness to which their love depressingly stagnates of aborted origins. After all, just because they say those three words, I love you, that endlessly fool them makes no bearing in an objective reality of one capable of love outside of the petty confines of their love. From what they mistakenly project into his being is that there are varying degrees of their love, depending upon what he does with his genitals, and who he does it to with said genitals and the outcome thereof, and not the indisputable philosophical realization that it is merely the fortunate one's decision of whom he shares actual love with. First they well and done repeatedly plastered in his frequented geographical locians that he need love to advance in their unsophisticated depravity. To the point of stalking him they did, in intrusively saying he had to love. They, on more than one occasion, after crudely and rudely inundating his chosen surroundings, sent prostitutes to sit down beside him, hoping that he would partake in their genital enthrallment love. Heck, maybe they wanted to watch him in his own house partaking in love. Needless to say, he declined their prostituted morals of prostitute inundation schemes and stuck with his tried, tested, and verifiable self-love. It was the basis of any love whatsoever, after all. It seemed they and their love was not in the slightest bit impressed, angry, in fact, was their societal projection. Go figure, they would go back to the old cartoonish ACME drawing board. But then one day, he met himself a lady of whom he felt the want of sharing some of his heavily stockpiled love with. And wouldn't they know it, before he knew it, there they were, in his face casting immediate doubt upon his willingness to share his love with a lady of his choosing, and not theirs. Yes, strangely enough, their love with a genital of their choosing, literal bought and paid for prostitute, was just fine for them to attempt to get him to partake in their love. But a pretty lady with many things in common with him was unacceptable for him to share his love with. It may sound crazy, but let me assure y'all that this is indisputable fact, as is that he did and has shared his love with said lady on multiple occasions, of which the universe did acknowledge, and that they have been keen to crawl out of the woodwork in casting doubt upon his willingness to share his love without inclusion of genitals they so choose to spread their love. Once again though, they seemed displeased, angry in fact that he was able to share his love, clearly something they did not understand due to their meaningless interpretation and following of erroneous love. Once again, the simulation is a false construct, and their genital enthrallment paints the clearest picture. No room for enlightenment and love there, what they make it. Yes, the universe acknowledged his remarkable ability to share his love, and for a very brief period of time, what they had falsely and deceptively projected and plastered into his inundated geographical location surroundings seemed it would come true. But they consolidated in what could only be jealousy, and they, those fuck-faced liars, changed the rules in the middle of a game, for lack of a better description. Yes, love for them seems too much. Love is all they are after, so once he proved his great ability to share his love, they now continue with their deceptive new directive of his inundated geographical location surroundings by projecting that it is now necessary for him to engage in their love in order to produce offspring, which in itself is the elephant in their confined no breathing room and necessitative giveaway of their love peddling shenanigans being a flaw in the ridiculous notion that they overarchingly perpetrate, namely that he is unable to fulfill the actuality of a love so transcended over them to the point of them not even being able to register such love in the confusion of their frenzy for other love. By clearly and erroneously stating to anyone with any sort of philosophy and accompanying enlightenment in understanding that one who is unable to physiologically have children is incapable of that love of which one of them, and their love, is incapable of comprehending due to the inability for them to truly love. Yes, the biggest lie perpetrated upon what they have come to believe is true. I love you. For truly that is the biggest conundrum that history and therefore the future has yet to comprehend. There is nowhere near enough love going around, but love is emanating out of every simulated orifice that they have to offer in the keeping over others in moral prostitution. Has anybody ever wondered if this is indeed a test, of which love is the ultimate aim to rule free, with reproduction of love over love reproduction being the ultimate end and new beginning? There is so much more to be said about them and their love. The surface has but just been scratched, as there is truly an encyclopedia of what someone capable of having established love would never do to another, let alone his or her true loved one. Things that those who love compile said actions in a veritable laundry list of the dirty sack variety. When, if ever, will they tie it all together?